Ladies and gentlemen, welcome you all to Drive Through HR, the number one internet daily radio show for the HR professionals. And today we have a wonderful guest joining with us. Let's do a quick audio check. Hey, Alison, are you there?
I'm here.
Wow. Great to have you here with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, Alison, we couldn't talk during the pre-show, so we are live on air at this point. So we would kick off with a brief intro, and then we will move on to what's keeping you up at night. So why don't you go ahead and kick off the show by giving a brief intro about who you are and what you do to our audience so they can learn more about you.
Sure, thanks. So I am Director of Marketing here at Glassdoor. The bulk of what I do is, you know, I speak with employers all over the globe about how employer branding today is really impacting their ability to attract and retain top talent. I then work internally here at Glassdoor to kind of shape our products and to meet the needs of today's talent acquisition leaders. And as I said, I sort of advise and seek out feedback from today's thought leaders on how Glassdoor can potentially help them, promote their brand, advertise their jobs, and really, influence today's candidates so that they can do a better job of branding and recruiting.
Great. So we all know employer branding today matters more than ever before, right? So what's keeping you up at night these days while talking to your clients and while talking to some of your thought leaders in talent acquisition field? So what's keeping you up at night these days?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, it really varies, I think, depending on the industry, depending on the region, or even the role of the talent acquisition leaders that I'm speaking with. But I think across the board, the things that I'm hearing recently is, you know, recognizing that employer branding is no longer just about, you know, creating a Facebook page for your company or adding a couple photos on your career site or, you know, creating a Twitter handle and hiring maybe a social media intern. I think when the idea of employer branding came on the scene, I'd say, you know, maybe 2-3 years ago, it really started to come up in conversation. No one was really sure exactly what that meant. It was sort of the idea of when we heard, you know, 3-4 years ago, the idea of I have to get social, and no one really understood what that meant. Employer branding, I feel like, has taken the same path, and now we're at the point where today's talent acquisition leaders and today's executive leaders at organizations of all sizes are recognizing, oh my gosh, if we don't invest in our employer brand, if we don't put resources towards it, if we don't take budget that's allocated to some of our talent acquisition and our recruiting efforts and ensure that we're investing in our brand, we're not only going to lose out on candidates to our competition, we also have the potential to lose our current employees, some of our best employees, who could get lured away by another company that has a better employer brand. There's an interesting stat that I feel like is really speaking to this challenge that I'm hearing, Nisha, across the board. And, you know, there was a research report that was done by DDI. It was a global selection forecast in 2012. They worked with Corporate Responsibility Magazine and Allegis Group Services in a study that said that 69% of U.S. workers today, and it was a survey of a little over 1,000, 69% wouldn't take a job with a company that had a bad reputation, even if they were unemployed. And 84% would consider, leaving their current job if they were offered another role with a company that had a better corporate reputation. So this, you just said, wow, that was exactly my...
Yeah, this is crucial.
Yeah. As I said, you know, I really feel like what's keeping people up at night is recognizing that employer branding and putting that message out there now really has a bottom-line business impact on companies regardless of what industry they're in, how big they are, and recognizing that they need to resource that and look at it as having an impact on the business is – is, I think, troubling if people don't know what some of the solutions are.
Yeah. Well, 69% of workers won't take a job of companies, those who have a bad reputation. That is really a crucial point where organizations need to be concerned about. So what are some trends that you have seen among the job seekers? What are some behavior or expectations that candidates are projecting ahead when it comes to selecting the employers, and how do they go about identifying that? We know, you know, we have all the social media sites, as you said in the beginning, companies go ahead and start Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all over. But what it really means to have, you know, getting the attraction of that right talent?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, I feel like what the kind of changing behavior that we're seeing in job seekers today, you know, even 5-6 years ago, the only ways in which job seekers could get information about what it's really like to work somewhere was really if they knew someone within the company, or if they went directly through one of the employer communication channels. So if they went on, obviously, their career site, if they spoke to someone in recruiting, or a headhunter, or if they looked at, you know, a job description or a job rec. Today, things have changed dramatically, you know, even in our lives as consumers, right? If I am going to, for example, go on vacation, the first thing I do is go to TripAdvisor and take a look at the hotels in that area and look at the ratings and reviews, if I don't know anyone that's been to that city or that country before. It's the same thing today with job seekers and candidates. They are looking for information on what it's really like to work at a company, and because of sites like Glassdoor, there's a ton of information that's available to them that wasn't there 4 or 5 years ago. So the first shift that I've seen, Nisha, is, you know, seeing that job seeker behavior is very similar to our own consumer behavior when we make decisions, and that job seekers, just like consumers, are seeking out more than just the perspective of the employer that was the only source of information in the past, and using sites like Glassdoor to get that information. The second thing in terms of kind of trends that we're seeing with candidates is, you know, it really varies in terms of what candidates find important to them when they're making decisions. And it's not the kind of thing that a company can promote or tell their story with broad strokes. For example, benefits. You know, we just ran a really interesting blog post from one of our own millennial interns here on the marketing team about 2 weeks ago. She interviewed a number of different people here at Glassdoor and said, what type of benefits are really important to you, either here working at Glassdoor or maybe at other companies that you've worked at? And she did this fantastic blog post on the top three things, the top three benefits that really matter to millennials when they're looking at jobs today. And I'd encourage anybody to check out our blog at employers.glassdoor.com to find out what people said. But what we're finding is, you know, you can't paint broad strokes as an employer and assume that every type of candidate is going to want the kind of benefits that's going to apply to everybody, the type of culture and work environment, the type of, you know, it's an individualistic thing that needs to be well promoted by a company, and understanding that just going to a company's career site these days and expecting that company's message and culture and vision to speak to you as a job seeker, it's not necessarily cutting it. So again, we're seeing the trends of candidates going places other than just a career site to get really the details on how the benefits compare, what the culture looks like, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And again, you know, we're finding that they're going to Glassdoor to get that kind of content.
Well, Glassdoor is a great platform for anyone to go ahead and look for the reviews and feedbacks from employees who work in an organization. If somebody has attended an interview, and how did that interview go and everything. So from an organization point of view or an employer's point of view, how do they get their employees to post the feedback or to post their experience on Glassdoor? Do you get asked that question often, or?
Yes, all the time. Usually it's the second question, Nisha. The first question I usually get is, how can I get this negative review about my company taken down? That's usually the number one. And just, this is a good point to clarify, since I have some people listening, is, you know, we never remove content or edit content that's posted by people unless it violates our community guidelines. And we have essentially a content moderation process in place that involves both technology and a human team of people who review every single piece of feedback that's submitted, every piece of content, every interview experience, every photo. They're based in Ohio, and they look and see whether or not it meets our community guidelines, which are posted on our site. If they do meet our community guidelines, you know, we do not ever edit, delete, reorder, or mess with that content in any way, because that's what builds the trust of the community of, you know, 24 million members that we have on Glassdoor. So that's the first question, is how can I take it down? And the answer is you can't, but you can flag it. You can bring that up to our attention and have it go through the queue again. And we can share ways in which you can respond to reviews, which is incredibly powerful for job seekers today. But to your question, which is usually the second question I get asked, is how do I get more of my employees engaged in the conversation? It doesn't cost anything. You know, we have a lot of fantastic ways to get employers involved on Glassdoor that don't cost anything, because we just want them to join the conversation. When employers sign up for a free employer account, they're able to respond to reviews, but they're also able to access resources at employers.glassdoor.com, like email templates, like best practices on what are the best ways to reach out to your employees via a company-wide email and encourage them to share anonymous feedback on what it's really like to work at your company to help future candidates identify whether or not your company is a great fit. So there's tons of resources, everything from, as I said, email templates to great ebooks on how to manage reviews, how to encourage reviews from your employees. There's also ways to look at your own culture and sit down with your HR business leaders, but also with your executive leadership, and even pulling in potentially other people in the organization and find out ways in which you can take existing communication and start to integrate the request for feedback into those communications. For example, you might have an interview process in which at the end of the interview process, integrated into your ATS, you might have a link that says, thanks so much for your interview today. We'll get back to you within the next 48 hours. In the meantime, would love to get your feedback on this interview experience on Glassdoor. It's anonymous, and it helps us identify ways in which we can improve our hiring process, and it also helps really promote who we are to future candidates. Other ways in which you can help is, you know, you can potentially send out a company-wide email, and we've got some really great templates that can help you do that. You can leverage things like company all-hands calls or all-hands meetings and use it as a chance to encourage employees to go online and share what it's really like to work somewhere, which will help, you know, really, I think, promote and improve the culture that you have internally. The bottom line is, Nisha, you know, for those companies that recognize that today's candidates are seeking a level of transparency that wasn't there a couple of years ago, for those companies that really lean into it, and instead of kind of being that ostrich with their head on the sand, really step up and not be afraid and start to encourage employees to share their story, they're the ones that are benefiting from a really strong employer brand, and it's also helping them identify potential gaps in their culture or even in their hiring and their interview process that's going to help them to improve. So those are some of the things that we're seeing right now and ways in which employers can get their employees involved in the conversation on Glassdoor.
Great. Well, while you were talking about the candidates' expectations that they would require a level of transparency, so what have you seen throughout the studies and throughout the trends that you have seen? Which generation cares more about transparency? Is it like millennials, or is it in general?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. I think most people, the assumption is, you know, oh, it's the millennial generation that cares about the transparency. They're the ones that have grown up, you know, tweeting and, you know, having a Facebook page was a given. And so, of course, it's going to probably trend to the younger generations. But most people also make the assumption that they're the only ones that care. I don't think that's the case. I think when you look again at consumer behavior and you see that, you know, my grandparents are leveraging sites like, you know, Yelp to look at whether or not they should check out a new Italian restaurant in their area based on reviews. When we start to see that there's resources that are available to them today that weren't there before, what we're seeing is that this desire for transparency and the appreciation of employers who actually get involved in the conversation really spans across generations. You know, we look at even the demographic information of our members on Glassdoor, and although the bulk of our members are between the 18 to 34, we still have about, you know, 45% that are between, you know, 35 and 60. So we still have a high
that
level of engagement, right? We still have a high level of engagement of people who, you know, again, there's resources that are available today to job seekers that spans not only age, but it also spans industries. It spans type of jobs. So one thing we've seen is potentially on other sites or in other industries, you might only have a certain segment of the population. Like, for example, LinkedIn. LinkedIn's a fantastic place, you know, to network professionally and build out your resume online. I use it personally myself to connect with people professionally. But there's a huge segment of the population of workers and employees today. For example, the, you know, seasonal worker at Nordstrom's, the truck driver who works for UPS, the hourly worker at Starbucks, who is really interested in what it's like to work at certain companies in their industry, but necessarily isn't going to go to a place like LinkedIn to find out about those types of jobs. But that desire to know, really get an inside look on a company, that really transcends age, generation, location, industry, type of job, blue collar, white collar, gray collar. It really is kind of a universal truth that I feel like, and we've seen it in the data, people are seeking out regardless of where they sit.
Great. So let's do a quick shout out to our audience. Everyone, you are listening to Drive Through HR, and this is Nisha, your host, and we are talking with a wonderful guest, Allison Hayden, Director of Product Marketing at Glassdoor. And she's talking about why employer branding matters today more than ever before. So tune in. If you have any questions, hit the hashtag DDHR and we will be able to pull that up. So listen, while you were talking about the authenticity, you know, we have seen employers creating a lot of videos and then their posts on Facebook and Twitter and all over social media. But one of the disconnects that I have seen is especially the larger organization. They might be working with a third-party agency, somebody over there sitting with a lot of people working on their behalf. But it's a completely different messaging out there. They're not representing the real brand. So what do you say? Where do organizations get wrong while talking about an authentic employer branding?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question that, frankly, I don't think enough employers sit down and think about or even wonder whether or not the brand messaging that they are putting out there to candidates matches up with what's really happening within their culture. The reason why, I think, is because they're not involving enough people in the conversation. Many times I hear companies say, you know, Allison, we know what our employer value proposition is. You know, we've developed it. You know, we've put it down on paper. We've promoted it and communicated it. And yet we're still losing candidates and talent to company X, right? Or we're still, you know, having some challenges when it comes to turnover and the retention of our top employees. What's going on? What's wrong, right? And they're also saying, and we're promoting this on our company website. What's happening? And I usually go right to the source and I say, it's fantastic that you have an understanding of what makes you an employer of choice. That's really, from my perspective, what an EVP is. But I'd ask, how did you come up with that? And typically when I start to dig in there, they will say, oh, well, you know, we took what our founders created 35 years ago, and we just added a couple words to it, or we just jazzed it up a bit. Or they'll say, we, you know, put together our executive leadership team at an offsite, and we came up with our employer value proposition then. Or we got together as an HR function and made some decisions as a group of recruiters and HR generalists and talent acquisition leaders. These examples of kind of developing this value proposition in a silo, either at higher executive levels or with people who have been at the company for 10, 20, 30 years, or even just taking one function like HR and making these broad decisions as to, you know, why people are choosing you, I think is a huge miss and usually is the reason why there's, you know, kind of trouble downstream when it comes to attracting and retaining talent. What I encourage employers to do, and those that are, I think, on the forefront are already doing this, but I would leverage new hires is one tactic that I recommend. Leverage new hires as your best source of frontline information as to, you know, why you chose your candidates that you've recently hired, but it's important that you find out from those candidates why they chose you as an employer. When you do things like informal interviews on their first couple days, or even sending out a new hire survey or integrating this into your existing new hire survey, I'd recommend asking them, share with us in an open-ended response, why did you choose us? Who else were you looking at in terms of offers from other competing companies? What did they have that we didn't? Why did you choose us? What did we have that they didn't? And start to really understand what the pulse is from those that are closest to it. The second thing I would do is after you gather some of this information from new hires, and again, make sure it spans different functions, different departments, different offices, I would pull together people from across the org, from across the company, and figure out if this is who we think we are, and this is what our candidates that are researching us, this is who they think we are, where are the gaps? How do we close these gaps? And then really, where do we find out where people look for who we are as a company? And let's make sure we start to put that message out there in the right places. Because what we found is that if you're only promoting that message on places like your career site, you are missing out on a large, large percentage of candidates that are looking for information on your company and might not know to go to your career site first. Obviously, Glassdoor being one of them, you know, Software Advice in the beginning of 2014 did a research report unbeknownst to us here at Glassdoor. We found out the day they published it. And they came out with a research study that said that 48% of job seekers surveyed, and I believe they surveyed a little over 4,000, 48% of them said that they use Glassdoor at some point in their job search. So from my perspective, if almost half of job seekers, without a doubt, are going to Glassdoor and other places to find out what it's like to work somewhere, you'd best take that employer value proposition and that message, make sure it's authentic, and then make sure you promote it not only on your career site, but on places like Glassdoor, on Facebook, on other social media sites, other platforms where people are looking for it. But again, I think it really starts with ensuring that who you think you are as a company is very much in line with those that are within your company and those candidates that are coming in. And that's really the first start in making sure that you're on track.
Fantastic. So, Allison, being an HR professional, I know my thoughts would be first ahead, it would be on ROI or how do I measure what I'm doing correct or not. So if that question comes to you, or if so, is there any opportunity for your clients to measure and understand how their reputation is going and if there is any analytics or metrics that you would suggest to your clients to have a look at it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, to your point, and I mentioned LinkedIn and the respect that we have for them, they did a survey in July of 2012 of almost 5,000 talent acquisition leaders. And they found that there was a 50% cost per hire savings that was associated with a strong employer brand. The kind of metrics that we are able to serve up to not only our clients, but also those that are just involved in the conversation on Glassdoor, when employers sign up for a free employer account on Glassdoor, they get access to a ton of free data and metrics that help them measure their employer brand in a way that's really not available anywhere else. We're able to give them free reporting and analytics, like what's the traffic look like right now to your company profile on Glassdoor? How does that compare to up to two other companies that you can put in so that you can start to take a look at what your brand awareness is compared to your competitors? We're able to show people when it comes to measuring their brand, what's their rating look like on Glassdoor, not just their overall company rating, but how does their rating on things like work-life balance, on things like salary and compensation, how do those ratings pair up or match up to up to four other companies they can look like at, in a report and say, how do I stack up against these two or three or four other companies? And where can we potentially improve or start to improve our messaging around the things that we're really good at and start to identify the gaps in the areas where our competitors are really outshining us? We're also able to show things like, you know, how does your interview experiences, how do your benefits stack up to other competitors? There's a ton of data and analytics because of the millions and millions of pieces of content that we have on Glassdoor. There's a number of different analytics and data reports that we can put together for employers that want to get involved. And at the end, what we also do is for our clients, we give them what we call a brand reputation scorecard. What this does is show year over year a number of different metrics based on the data we can gather from Glassdoor on things like the number of interviews people have submitted reviews for, the number of accepted offers, the number of declined offers, the amount of traffic, the number of positive reviews, how CEO rating has trended up or down. It's really, really powerful because that's a challenge that employers come to us with all the time is, how do we measure ROI? How can we see how our brand stacks up against our talent competitors? And then when we do something like invest in our employer brand and use something like Glassdoor, how can we show our executive leadership that our investment was well spent? And the ways in which we typically have our clients start to measure, track, and roll that information up is they're able to show the kind of reporting that I just talked about. They're able to look at the amount of traffic to their Glassdoor profile page compared to, for example, their LinkedIn company page, because on average, companies see between 3 and 10 times the amount of traffic to their Glassdoor company page versus their LinkedIn one. And we'll also have them look at the quality of hire as a result of advertising jobs and promoting their brand on Glassdoor. Looking at the if they're doing a good job of attracting the right candidate with the right message, which is really what employer branding is all about, it should translate to higher quality applications, which leads to better applicant to hire ratios. So if it takes you 200 applications to get to one hire, if you're promoting your brand and advertising your jobs in the right place in front of the right candidates, you should see that number significantly cut, and on average, we see that number cut in half as a result of promoting your brand and advertising your jobs to the right candidates with the right message. So those are some of the ways in which we can help them track.
Great. Well, Allison, thank you so much for joining with us today. We need to wrap up at this point, and we are running out of time. So where can people connect with you and come and find you?
Yeah, I would definitely encourage people to connect with me on Twitter personally at Allison Haddon. It's AllisonHaddon. Definitely check out a ton of the free resources, ebooks, tips that we have, and also some fantastic webinars on employers.glassdoor.com. And yeah, I really appreciate you having me today, Nisha. This has been great.
Thanks. Have a great rest of the day, Allison. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to Drive to HR. We will talk to you all tomorrow.